Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
59901. What do you guys sell? What is it that...
We service over 300-plus companies. So if you're calling in reference to a charge, I'll have to locate an account, and then at that time I can tell you who's charging you and why, and if you like, what we can do about it. May I please have the first and last name?
Robert Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
I do. Thank you for that. And I did. And can you verify the Conrad Drive address for me?
745.
I do. Thank you for that. And I did locate an account for the keto as well as the cleanse.
Okay. But it's got, I've got the two charges there. But now, for just minimal amount of money, now all of a sudden I've got two charges on there, for one for $109 and one for $99, and I didn't order any of that.
What happened is that you had a 7-day trial. If you didn't want to be enrolled into a monthly subscription, you were to call us and cancel out the account if you did not.
Well, nobody told me that. I don't want the damn thing. That's bullshit the way you handle it.
I don't
need to refund my money. I'm going to dispute it wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir. If you dispute the charge, then we do have to provide your financial institution with the terms and conditions that was agreed to. This is why we don't take credit or debit card payments over the phone. For instances like this, we can always revert back to them. Now, we can process a 35% refund back on both of those charges.
I'll get a hold of my bank right now. This is crap. This was a stupid thing that you guys were supposed to be this fancy deal that I could go and watch some video or whatever it was, and then you were going to
tell me it's a
free gift for shipping only, and now I'm getting $200 worth of charges.
Do you mind if I speak with my supervisor to see what we can do for you?
I would, because I'm not paying for it.
Okay, well, allow me one moment. I'm still here, sir. I'm just waiting for her response. Okay, sir, I did go ahead and process that full refund for you, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
So that's the $109.94 and the $99.97?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, it just seems kind of funny that you're going to send out a product like that and only give 7 days. How do you know if it works? How do you know if you want it? I didn't even get it.
If you would have canceled out your account, then you wouldn't have been billed and enrolled.
I don't even know if it works, then why would
you? Yes, sir. That's why you can cancel out your account. Right.
You can argue with me all you want.
No, I'm not arguing with you, sir. You asked me a question, and I'm answering your question, and now you're saying I'm arguing with you by answering a question that you asked me.
Okay, so I'll let you finish the answer.
If you would have, if once you would have submitted your order for the product, if you would have canceled out your, you could have canceled out your account right then and there and still received the product and tried it. The reason why you're being billed is because your trial ended. So it's not if you had the ability to try it, it's just that you would have canceled out your account before your trial ended.
Okay, well, first of all, you need to put that in there because the way that you guys hooked me into this thing was to go to a survey that allowed for numerous different products that I could have chose from for free to complete the survey. And then I was, this is the one that I chose. Nothing in there said I had 7 days. And how do you know if the product works within 7 days when you don't even get it? Well, if you're going to have a trial, your trial should extend beyond 7 days so that a person has the ability to test the thing to see if it's something that they want or works for you. It's just not very good business the way you guys are set up. But I appreciate you giving me my money back. And did that cancel now, too?
Yes, sir. And I've also sent you an email in reference to that as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for contacting customer support.
Mm-hmm.